For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. The following is part two of an article published in the Houston Chronicle, written by reporter Robert Crow. It was titled, Study Finds Use of Meth Far From an Epidemic. We continue. The Sentencing Project found that meth use is rare in most United States cities, though it is high in certain rural areas and cities in the western states. Nationally, only 0.2% of Americans regularly used methamphetamines in 2004, while four times as many used cocaine and 30 times used marijuana, according to National Survey on Drug Use and Health Data. Of the 1.44 million Americans older than 12 who used methamphetamine in 2004, about 583,000 were regular users. The study did find that meth use, although relatively low compared with other drugs, doubled between 1994 and 1999, when 9.4 million Americans reported using the drug during their lifetime. By 2004, the number had increased 30% to 12 million Americans. The study, however, points out that use among regular meth users increased by only 5% between 1999 and 2004. Quote, the distinction is that even one-time users are still considered lifetime users, although they clearly do not suffer from current abuse, end quote, the study states. Since 2003, about 300,000 new initiates tried meth for the first time, according to federal data. The record for new users in a single year, however, was set in 1975 when 400,000 new people tried meth for the first time. While treatment for meth use increased more than fivefold between 1993 and 2003, only about 6.3% of total substance abuse treatment admissions in 2003 were for meth use. Recent legislative responses to meth use have largely been at the state level. Where legislatures have passed laws restricting pseudoephedrine-based cold pills, a key ingredient in some home-based meth laboratories. King worries that the federal government might be leaning towards the passage of laws that would harshly penalize meth users at a time when many prisons are occupied by people convicted on minor drug possession offenses. End quote. And I've got to say something here. Aspirin still kills more people every year than does methamphetamine made by untrained chemists and distributed by gangsters. Now, I'm not recommending speed. It's a terrible drug. It can hurt your body. It can shorten your life. But please, the next time you're puffing on that Marlboro or you're downing a Coors or a Bud Light, think about the hypocrisy involved. To learn more on this subject, please visit the website of drugwarfacts.org. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.